Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. It's Friday, March 14th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. A new tradition arriving on Broadway later this year, the newly formed Broadway in Memoriam Committee has just announced the launch of Broadway in Memoriam, a quarterly tribute and simultaneous dimming of all 41 Broadway marquees dedicated to the main stem's most influential artists and creators who have recently passed. These tributes will take place on the second Tuesday of March, June, September, and December of each year. The inaugural Broadway in Memoriam is now set for June 10th. The Broadway in Memoriam Committee is made up of theater owners consulting with industry service organizations. Exceptions may arise if and when the committee chooses to highlight a specific individual who has had an outsized impact on Broadway. The committee cited the recent deaths of Chita Rivera and Stephen Sondheim as notable examples. Individual exceptions will not be part of the quarterly tributes. Until today's announcement, individual marquee dimmings had been held before, but never large group dimmings. That will soon change. It is that time of year again. Red buckets are back in theater lobbies in New York and across the country as spring fundraising for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS launches tonight, lasting through April 27th. Twice a year for 6 weeks, many open Broadway, off-Broadway, and national touring productions make post-curtain call speeches asking the audience to donate as they exit the theater. Donations help provide essential support for those in need. In exchange for a donation, most shows offer signed playbills and posters, other memorabilia, and perhaps a unique experience. The Broadway shows beginning their fundraising this weekend include Anne Juliet, The Book of Mormon, Cabaret, Death Becomes Her, The Great Gatsby, Hamilton, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Hell's Kitchen, The Lion King, Maybe Happy Ending, Oh Mary, The Outsiders, Redwood, Six, and Sunset Boulevard. Additional shows will be joining the campaign later on. For more information, visit BroadwayCares.org. Just days before its official Broadway opening, Operation Mincemeat has extended its run a second time to August 18th. It was previously set to run through July 13th. The ingenious Spy Caper musical has been known to advertise as a limited run and extend by short periods of time as part of their marketing strategy. The West End production has been extended over a dozen times by now and counting. The show will launch a ticket presale for the new dates on March 18th at 11 a.m. Eastern. To get first access, join the email list at OperationBroadway.com. Operation Mincemeat opens on March 20th at the Golden Theater. And finally, some new music released today. The original Broadway cast recording of Maybe Happy Ending has just arrived on digital and streaming platforms. The lush, jazzy scores by Will Aronson and Hugh Park. Inside the District has a first listen of cast member Des Duran performing the show's opening number, Why Love.
So tell me why love.
The full album is now available to stream. A two-disc vinyl LP will also be released later in the spring, available for purchase on May 12th at Maybe Happy Ending's Broadway House, the Belasco Theater, with a wide release scheduled for June 13th. And that is Inside the District for today. And for this week, have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.